Starkey and Muller and everything but football? No, anything but football with Al has become a Friday staple, mainly because Al has proven himself to be completely wacko about this and funny and off the wall. And apparently today was no exception. And like I said, I've only heard the last 30 or so seconds of this.
Yeah. Those are the best 30 seconds.
You are, in a lot of ways, one of the most aggrieved feeling people I've ever met. You just have a lot of grievances. You admit to this. And hearing the last 30 seconds, I understand more and more why that's the case.
Well, we almost didn't get Al today. He was off with NBC production meetings. This was after Chris Collinsworth blew me off. And I thought that Al just wasn't going to be there today. But for some reason, we're usually gone by a little after 1. Today it was like 1:15, 1:20. The media is still in there, although they had all been weeded out. And then in comes Al, and I said, can we do this? He said, yes. And away we went. But you'll hear toward the end of this, David DeCastro comes walking over, as he is wont to do, and things turned. And they turned in a hurry when he brought up the fact that Al may or may not have appeared on a competing station. Here we go. Al, I'm scared here. I'm the last media guy in here, apparently. What do we talk about?
I don't know. We could talk about Jeremy Fowler's looks.
Where is he?
I don't know, but he always looks like he's up to something.
He looks like you mean not his looks, but his sort of demeanor, like he's trying to sneak in on people, or?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good-looking guy. I'm not afraid or ashamed to say that, right?
You look like the only trustworthy guy out here. You look like a guy that you meet at a gas station early in the morning, you know, and you're doing a long drive to go to Buffalo.
Yeah, I look like a trustworthy man, right? At first sight, if you had never met me, would you think I was trustworthy?
Yes, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Would you say there goes a bald guy?
I mean, 100% yes, within the next 10 years, yes.
Well, I know, but it's been like this for 10 years. I'm not going bald.
Yeah, but what's crazy? It's not going to grow. So there's only one way it can go.
Would you say there goes a fat guy?
No, not necessarily.
Athletic, right?
Yeah, athletic.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah. Maybe. I mean, you've been around sports, so you at least know, like, what, through osmosis, you've maybe absorbed a little bit of this, these chiseled abs.
It's not a six-pack, though, is it?
It's a one-pack.
How about bowling? I don't know. The word just came into my mind. You a big bowler?
Bowling, I think that somebody knows how to bowl when they can, you know, you put their leg behind their ankles as they throw the ball.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't like those people.
I'm not there yet. I'm more of a slow walk to the line, get in a stagger stance, and just throw the ball as hard as I can.
No curve.
No curve.
Yeah, straight on. How about ice cream? You an ice cream guy?
I am an ice cream guy. My Blitzburg. I love Blitzburg.
What flavor is that?
It's called Blitzburg? It is called Blitzburg. They have a sale at Walmart. It's got like cookies and stuff.
Buy ice cream at Walmart?
Yeah, I only shop at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's like one of those things that comes in.
It comes again.
Look who's coming in. You know who does it? Whole Foods. Whole Foods.
Now, Whole Foods is different from Walmart. I'm a Whole Foods guy.
I'm surprised the guy got time for you today.
He shops up.
Making the rounds around the radio station. I know. So I heard he was cheating on you guys.
NBC.
With TV and
he's national. What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
I do what I'm told.
You cheated on us?
I don't know. Is that the competition?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. He's playing both sides.
I'm not playing
This is hurtful.
Sides.
I'm hurt by this, actually.
No,
I come in here. It's Friday. I come in here and take time out of my day, and you cheated on me.
Oh, no. You got the power of Bowser. 93.7. The Fan.
Thank you, Al.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know how they say go out on top? Some part of me wants to tell them that's it, man. You're not doing another one of these.
I don't know. When I put that up against DeCastro's wedding stories from last week, I thought that might be the end. Can this still get better?
You got the power of Bowser! 93.7, the Fan!
Can you play it one more time for me, please?
You got the power of Bowser! 93.7, the Fan!
I didn't expect it to go high at the end, did you?
I can't decide what my favorite part is. I have tears coming down my face right now. I think the jump to a high pitch is my favorite part, but he like growls his way through Power of Bowser.
Yeah.
It's frightening. You know what's crazy? He clearly listens enough that he might be listening now to himself.
Oh, every week. This is his show. Al, if you're out, call Craigers. Have him call in. He lies and says he can never get in.
I'm waiting by the phone for Al. There's nothing more I want to do than talk to Al right now.
412-928-9370, Al. Give me two numbers, 9370. I can't think of anybody numbered either one. Can you?
93, Joel Steed.
93.7, the fan.
70 was Ernie Stautner. Right, that number's retired.
That's right.
One of two in Steelers history.
That's correct.
There you go. So, I mean, the bowling, the Walmart, that's all off the table with what happened at the end, right?
Oh, the only thing that matters is what happened at the end. And DeCastro blowing up his – DeCastro's a mischievous little bugger.
He is.
He comes right in with a – was there a smirk on his face the whole time?
A smile, for
yeah,
sure.
He was very pleased with himself blowing
out of
AV's spot.
I saw him out of the corner of my eye. He's a good 40 yards down the locker room. And he walked it slow and very pleased with himself. He knew what was happening.
Good.